and this isn't something that we see across the board anywhere, that we hear of women and young girls and men being spiked on a night out, and usually it does go unreported, and that's kind of why I've been highlighting it. I know this one incident, the family was a young girl and she actually reported it, but she's aware that, you know, she says some of her friends were also allegedly spiked on the same night, but that's gone unreported.
So can you tell us what she described as happening and how she felt and her recollections or lack thereof, or what how this affected her, Rachel?
So she had only had a couple of drinks and she'd gone into a new bar and went to the bathroom with her friend, and she ended up collapsing on the bathroom floor, which is why an ambulance was called. Now, when the ambulance came, she was back round, was able to talk, and they took her over to get checked over, and she was home later on that night. But it was pretty scary, and only by the fact that she was with a friend, that she wasn't left in a vulnerable state, you know, which is really, really, which is worrying whenever you hear other people may have gone unreported. What happened to them? Did they get home safe okay? There's a number of different signs to look out for. You know, if you black out, that's the most extreme. If you feel nauseous at all, if you have short-term memory loss, if you are confused, have any kind of hallucinations or your altered perception of time. It's not the only case. I've heard so many times where girls have, you know, lost time and they've just thought, oh, maybe it's I've had too much to drink, and they don't want to worry people, so they don't report it. They don't think it's suspicious.